two more minutes. Deva vante cambre laboria sacabatale. Fanati kiambrona mahatande. Lekutai le benica. Campeto sosanamanta. It is a waste if you don't touch the spirit of the communications of God. For the scriptures itself said that the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. We must touch the spirit. We must touch the life. We must experience. We must enter into completion in the experience. We must be formed, built, framed, filled. Gatekeepers along the way, and they conscripted him into gatekeeping. In the beginning, he didn't know what happened to him until he found himself at a rebellion. My heart is burning. Not a preacher. I'm a witness on this earth. I'm an omen. As long as I live, people will know that God is still alive. That's why we are here. So that someone will not wake up one day and say, ah, God is no more. No, we are here. We are here. I don't want to be counted as one of the best preachers. I want to be a witness of the resurrected Christ. This is the summary of all that God intended to manifest through the lives of the apostles. And the things I'm about to show you is the burden of heaven. Actually, there is a direction we are trying to go consistent with the needs of the people, Parawa. But we found out a higher need, because in the kingdom there are truths and there are higher truths. We found out that there is a territorial need. There is a need beyond our individuality, and we have to look up. And when we looked up in the spirit, we saw that God has increased. People are listening to me. God has increased our responsibility. How I wish he just allowed us to be doing, but our responsibility has increased. And we have to keep up. We have to keep up. Just like God told Jeremiah, he said, "Say not that I'm a child." What is important is the horn that you carry in the spirit. What is important is the message that is in your mouth. What is important is the voice that you have in the spirit. When you speak, a generation will know that God has not withdrawn all of his witness amongst the people. They will know. They will know again that a portal is still open, that there is still a facility through which God can transmit his message. As long as we can hear him, as long as he can still speak, then all hope is not lost. We will stand on the basis of the words, the things that he has communicated, and we say to the one that sits in Zion, "Art thou not the one that spoke? We hold you by your word." And the summary of our engagements is such that you come and bear witness to the words that you gave, to the prophecies that came up, to the utterances that you released. When the man was conscripted, he was brought into the fundamental economy that God has installed in the kingdom to train and raise the certain kind of men that we stood him along the way. You see? If you understand the scenario surrounding what he said, you will find out how big that is. Because Saul was coming with the authority. As of the time that Jesus encountered him, he was coming with the authority of the other side, darkness. But gatekeepers, we are on the way. As of that time, I'm not sure we have heard of those men. Many of the time, the people that is holding down the future of this nation, of the church, many of them, you don't know their name yet. Many of the big names, the big people, they don't pray again. They don't do things again. They don't have time. At most, they pray for 1 hour. That's if they pray well. Many of them don't pray. How then will salvation come to God's people? How? It must be that God will begin to put his hands on young men and women. That is why. A generation and a nation and a territory that Satan has stolen their youth. He has stolen their future. Because many of those people ahead, they have labor, and you will not totally blame them for resting. Because their season of labors has passed. So, now, the problem is that many times we still expect them to labor what only a youth can labor for. This is how youths are trained as men in the kingdom. They are given responsibilities when they are able to stand the days of war. They will be branded as men, and thrones will be granted to them. A day will come, the young men will become elders, not because of age, but because of the process they have passed through. There is a call in the spirit. There is a summon. There is a call. And for everyone that hear my voice here, or will hear my voice later, heed the call. It's a call very deep. It's a call with the weight of eternal life behind it. It's a call that no man can resist. It's a call. A call with all of eternity backing it. It's a call with life backing it, and no man with God's destiny and purpose hanging on his life will hear the call and stay back. No, you can't stay back. It's a call, and a generation must hear it and arise from wherever. God sent me this evening. It's better you believe that God sent me, because it will benefit you. He went to Arabia. In Arabia, God began to show him the instrumentality of the buildings of watchmen and gatekeepers, especially the gatekeeping ministry. It was there that he found out that the fundamental material that is needed to build gatekeepers is revelation. He gave himself to revelation. Somebody will say this thing I said, is it true? You see, the Bible is plain, but why not show me the book of Matthew chapter 16? Matthew chapter 16. The Bible is plain, but I need to tell you that the ministry of gatekeeping is the first ministry that God gave man. As I will yet show you. That means that gatekeeping is the most important ministry. It means that there is nothing God has, nothing that involves God, that he just allows like that. No. He will put a system of preservation in it. He will put a system of gatekeeping around it. There must be a system.
such that even the scripture, the reason why for you to partake of the benefits of the scripture, it has to be by revelation. It means that there is a gate to it. There is a gate to that scripture. So that not Satan himself, because in case you don't know, the scripture, the word of God is objective. It is not necessarily subjective. Huh? It is objective, meaning that it doesn't respect our persons. So if this man is able to subscribe to the demand of the scripture, and the two of you will have the same result. It doesn't look at your faces. If not, some of us will speak in tongues and some others will not speak. That means what is contained in the scripture is objective. Are you with me? You don't even know what it means. It means that if it was not by revelation that we access the things of God, that means Satan can also enter it. Because I hope you know that Satan is fundamentally, is all the time, he is in search of knowledge. He knows what, it's only men that don't know what knowledge is. The first temptation of man is what? It is on the basis of knowledge. That means, are you with me? If you have me, say amen. That means knowledge is what guides this universe. And the fundamental price a man pays to lay hold on anything in life, especially in destiny, is the price of relevant knowledge. Huh? That means that him who has the most relevant of knowledge will be the one that is in charge. If it is true, if you know God, then that means you are ahead of others. The more a man knows God, the more he is ahead of his mates. That means ranking in God is dependent on how much you know God. And according to the scripture in the book of John chapter 17 verse 3, he said that this is life eternal, that we might know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Huh? And the scripture spoke also in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. He said that I pray the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ that he might give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. That means the context of the demand that we are making on God to release a certain dimension of his spirit's oppression is such that we will be enabled to enter into the knowledge of God, because therein is domicile every single thing that we need, the knowledge of God. That means there must be something about knowledge in this context of God. So even God, the access into God is knowledge. The access into things is knowledge. Everything is knowledge. The only way we can enter is knowledge. That is why the fundamental thing that what brought man down was that it was not food. I know you finally said food, but it was food. It was knowledge first. In an attempt to access knowledge, he now went through food. Show me my Matthew. I have a body. Matthew chapter 16 verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. The next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed. This is the kind of knowledge that can only come by revelation. And this revelation is in the fundamental office of a personality. Huh? And that personality is who? The Spirit. The Spirit. So it means that as of that moment that Peter was able to access that revelation, he befriended the Spirit. And the Spirit was pleased. May the Spirit be pleased with us. And he granted him access. As soon as Peter was granted access to this, it elevated him above his mates. Are you seeing it? It was revelation that elevates. Revelation elevated him. And remember, it is not revelation if it is not functional. It can just be an accumulation of consenting knowledge that is in your head. The proof of revelation is functionality. It means that which you call revelation has become a functional part of your living, such that you might not even remember it in your head, but for you now it has become a pillar, a rock through which your life is run. So sometimes when you pray, even without even saying the particular scripture, your prayer is communicating the revelations that is in your heart. Your prayer communicates the revelation. And when many things go down in your life, the greatest strength and place of succor that you have is your greatest place of revelation in God. So he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this. That means we have taken it from the regions of man. Are you with me? This capacity has been taken away from the regions of man and is being brought to a higher realm. That is the only place that we can access whatever this thing, whatever it is that Peter accessed. We can only access it at a higher realm. And it is not given to men that operate within the frame of flesh and blood. So no matter how much you go to school, you will not be able to enter into this kind of thing. In fact, no matter how much Satan takes you into the occult, you will not be able to enter into this kind of thing. It's a flesh and blood. But my Father, which is in heaven. Next verse. And I also say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall what? So what is the rock that have the capacity to withstand the onslaught of the gates of hell? You see, so it begs us to see that there is a fundamental mutation in the body of Christ. That the educational system in the body of Christ is defaulty, is faulty. Because if it is true that we built according to the revelational demand of heaven, the proof is not that we know too much. The proof is that we will be equipped by that revelation to stand in gates. Remember, the gates, the context here is what? After me, gates. So there is an equipment that enables men to stand in gates. And the scripture is telling us, who is removing my scripture? And the scripture is telling us here that it is revelation that empowers men to stand in the gates. And when such a man stands in the gate on the basis of this revelation, then the gates of hell cannot prevail. It means that any time Satan was able to prevail, it means that the functional revelation has not been factored into our frame. It means that there is an educational system that is lacking. Now, the problem is this. Once we speak about this kind of educational system, people will begin to go to try to read more books, to listen to more messages. See, when some of us teach and preach, it's beyond your mind. It's beyond the things you hear. The education we bring to you is the education of your spirit. That is the fundamental education we bring. The implication of this kind of education is that you will live, and the materials that you need to run your life has already been factored in your spirit. That means your spirit has been taught. It might take another 6 months for your mind to be taught. Weeks, even hours, days for your mind to be taught. But your spirit has been taught. And suddenly you wake up in the night and you know how to use a sword. Who taught you how to use a sword? How can a man leave a meeting? Do we have sword here? But how will Buddha wake up and he's carrying machine gun in the spirit? Where did you find it? That means the spirit has been taught and the spirit has been equipped. And when you arrive where it matters, then you will have what it takes. That means men go to church and they have not been taught. If they are taught, functions will be manifest. And the proof in this context, in the context of gatekeeping, is that we will have, every believer will be equipped with what it takes to stand the gates well. And if it is true that all the powers of the church and hell and Satan was backing Saul, and he was going to, because the word there is that he's going to the church. His target was the church. But gatekeepers were there.
It means that anytime Satan prevails, we don't have gatekeepers. Any day, and it is not because God has not elected men in that position. It is because those men defaulted in their ministry, or they are incompetent. I think many times it is a case of incompetence. It is a case of incompetence because there is a measure of revelation it takes for men to stand in the gates. There is a measure of buildings of God that it takes for men to stand in the gates for God. And the scripture is telling us here that the summary of the things that it takes is what we call revelation. He said, "Thou art Peter, thou art Peter, the rock. Hell will come and hit back." It will be like, say, they splash water. You know they touch your date. You know they enter. Why? Every one man amongst our ranks is filled with the present revelational truth. The present demands of heaven has been met in our day-to-day living. But when hell comes at our gate and find out that men that should stay there, they are sleeping, they are incompetent, their weapons are weak. The last time that weapon was in use was 1947. We have upgraded in the spirit. Satan has gone into his armory and he has brought out new weapons. We stayed behind on our emphasis. We stayed behind on our focus. We stayed behind on the... We stuck with the move of God in the years that has passed. And God is telling us, let an army arise. Men are still comfortable. It means that we are bereft of revelation. If there is a gate that a man have not been able to stand, it is a proof that we are bereft of revelation. Men will arise with brutality in their heart and be angry for the fact that why is it that I feel my wings in the spirit. I can barely stand. My God. Here to take an offering. I'm here to take an offering. Not an offering of money, but an offering of men. Let warriors arise, stand on their watch, and man their gates. What if I can get 1,000 men? We will turn to flight the armies of Satan. We will send back her if we can be 1,000 men that has been built with the present revelational status of heaven. And the proof that we have been built is that the functions is in our life. When we are there, we are able to activate the ministry of angelic waters. The angelic dimension of our offices will be activated. Because if it is true that we are called as warrior,
then warrior angels will partner us. If it is true that we are watchers in the spirit, then heavy men will stand. If it is true that we are gatekeepers, then we encounter the ministry of the cherubims and the flaming sword. The Bible said that when Adam and Eve were sent out of the Garden of Eden, new guidance and gatekeepers have arrived, and the names were cherubims and the flaming sword. I believe God is about to activate that dimension. Men need to enter the office. When they appear, the ministry of the cherubims will be activated. They will stand in their world, in territories, and then heaven will respond. Hope is not lost. I come to take an offering of men. Watch us.
Set your face as a flint.
out of fears as a fleet.
I return to my teaching. You can be seated. You can be seated. Before I return to my teaching, my eyes saw a
a person, somebody amongst us, and as we are pressing, the person saw himself being taken up. You see, as if we are climbing to the heavens, like a visionary encounter. You saw. If you are the one, quickly come. I need to pray for you. Quickly. God took you up. You began to see the earth. Began to see things from a very high plane. Quickly, where is the person? Even if you have not seen vision before, and you are not sure of what you saw, probably you think your mind is the one deceiving you. Don't come and meet me later. I might not be under the same anointing and instruction to do that. Just leave alone. Anytime you see something going wrong, it means that somebody has left his estate. Huh? And the number one judgment, according to God's perspective, is on men that have left their estate. Why were the first angels judged? It was because they left their estate. That means if the whole mighty structure of God's building, kingdom, purposes will be achieved, it means everyone must identify his gate and stay there. Once one man is out of position, once one man is incompetent in manning his gate, the sign will show. The sign will be shown in the fact that I don't want to do this, but God is the sign will be shown in the fact that the function that should be manifested from your office will be lacking. And Satan is not powerful until he sees where he can place his leg. And in the days that functions are missing, it is a sign to him, even though he might not know what is wrong, but once he sees that certain functions are missing, from experience he will know that men are out of their gate, and he will strike. As I spoke this last time now, and you felt your heart burn, just raise your hand. This last one I said, you felt your heart burn, just not one I've been saying before. This particular one I said, just raise your hand quickly, raise it well. One or two of you, God will increase your functional energy level. He will increase your functional energy level. So the hand of God will touch those people in the next 45 seconds. Next 45 seconds. In the next 45 seconds. In the next 45 seconds. Increase. 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 Holy Ghost. Increase. 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 It's coming stronger. Increase. 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 Smelling one more person. Is there many one more person? One more person. One more person. One more person. One more person. One more person, one more person, one more person, one more person, one more person. Energy. Energy, energy, energy. Divine potency. Not how I want to move, but I will still get back to my teaching. We still have 30 minutes. There is somebody here. The person I'm talking about. Something happened before. You were involved in a warfare and you found out that your weapon is not strong enough in that warfare. But during the course of this program, this evening, what I saw is that you saw something like light flashing before you. Flashing before you. Flashing before you. Flashing before you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Are you the person? Come. Spirit for one more minute. Sira Breto Mahambre Sharia Cabrendo Arahat Casas Breto Mahambre Cotta Casas Mante Gita Gita In Jesus' name. There are three people here. Your experience is similar. You actually saw where God told you to stay, but when you rise and fight at that level, something happens to you. It seems as if you dropped a measure. When you fight at that level, it seems as if you dropped a measure. One aspect of your life will drop. One aspect of your life will drop. It seems as if, is it not God that brought me here to be able to do this? Why am I having this kind of adverse effect? If you are the one, quickly come and is it everybody? Three people. Just lift your hands as you are kneeling down. Let me find out. Lift your hands as you are kneeling down. Sino cumbre da bahata kariata la bata kaprango pokobo. Shatana parakata kabano cumbre tanatai. Zile brendo poko sosona paranahataka. Shatabana tamaka bandia. Ebrono poko. If we pray for 1 minute, then God will identify the people. He will identify the people. Shilaboria kota sana panahatakate. Repeto komono hososona kabari. Brente benetalia kabrato panata. Ande bele kota kabande lebrota. Sanamanta kate ibreto kumana. Abrata mana kamleto pali. Talante lebreko pata bahata. Seniande preto bakata. Ande benetona. Fetesh! He's coming. The angel of the Lord will give you something now. It will make up for your insufficiency. And higher garments will be granted to you. In the name of Jesus. 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 Take! Of us, let's pray in the spirit for 1 minute. All of us, don't be distracted. If you pay attention, whether your own was identified prophetically, you will be ministered to. There is much happening. In Jesus' mighty name. There is a sister here. Satan attacked your sight in the spirit. Where are you? The person I'm talking about, your sight is broad range sight. You know, there are kind of sights like this. This one is broad range. Sometimes the person we see as much as African countries. The person I'm talking about sees as much as beyond issues. He sees, and Satan controlled it. And once it's like that, your effectiveness has reduced as a result of this. Please come quickly. I have to continue my teaching. Kneel down. Everywhere you are, just pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. pray in the spirit. Soranda perikata. Ambre koparanda patata bataka peniando susanapana. Shatarianda breko mana breko patata tabi. Sita verenete apreko panamata data. Zereprempo pakuranta de panata katia. Shira pande broko mana hambreta panakate. Apreto mano kotaka panata lete de panakote. In Jesus' name. See, my eyes is open again. I saw somebody that most times you see yourself delegating your duty in the spirit, and once you start delegating your duty, it will seem as if you are on a path in the spirit. But when you are on that path, sometimes light will be on your path, then it will off, then it will on, then it will off. The light is not consistent. That's what I'm seeing. If you are the person, quickly come, let's pray for you so that we restore consistency. Come and kneel down. Pray in the spirit wherever you are. Make sure you are praying. Sona pranta pakatalia de prona papakokonata. Zerebrento parahata katalia de. Ah, Jesus. Shila vela matakate. Abrento baranabaha katabenandele. Liporondo sokata mananta grata patae. Abreko patarada pare, reate susana matale, ambreko patamana telida kaberian, sonda patada tala 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 tala, satala tala tala, shota pariante de kopana. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are among the first people I prayed for, you can now go. There is somebody here. You rose up to do your duty in the spirit. And when you rose up to do that duty, a fierce spirit rose up and hit you fiercely. And since that time, you have been well wounded. There might not be physical proof, but you know you are wounded. And you have been struggling for some time now to recover from it. But you have not been able to get it. God wants to show you mercy. Now, where is the person? Quickly come. Quickly come. Let's pray in the spirit. Pray for them. Pray for them. Let's 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 pray for them. Hey, Jesus. Pray for them. Oh, it's a serious thing. This one is so serious. I was feeling the impact. I was feeling it beyond the sight of the spirit. That is also the sign of the body. That's how I know it's a serious matter. This one now is a serious matter. We will take advantage of corporate grace and anointing, of corporate authority and alignment. Sorambe prieto katama nahambreta patale. Shatapanta prakopata kambrete periata pata. Jesus! Shata, make sure you are praying. Shatempo kapatala. Patambete kuta kaparea. Zandepete katia de pronda pata. Zadabananta kapra. Ah, one of you has been restored already. One of you has been restored. Keep praying, keep praying. Shateria pana kapata, abreko pata manata, zandepe de katila para, ambreko pata parataela, sarapata parana pakapate, manta kapande breto parada hatas, repete peniaka breto panante, mantaka, 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 Akapeteria Kumanaha Patale, Shante Pokala, Shante Pokala, Abrata Patamana Tekatia, Sadela, Abrako Patamana Takapia, Zambre, Zambre Kapataka Banateli, Abraka Pataka Pabol, Abraka Pataka Pabol. Satan! God is still showing me something. There is somebody here. Once you step into where you live, the place you live, one of the things you notice is that the place you live, not one of the things you notice is that it seems as if a side of your body begins to burn. A side of your body begins to burn. Like this side. Like this. A side of your body begins to burn. Come, let me activate something for you. Come. Come quickly. A side of your body begins to burn. A side of your body. Are you the person? You are the one. It's an angel. It's an angel. Kneel down quickly. It's an angel that is supposed to accompany you in that assignment. In the name of Jesus. Hi. Doc, you are not feeling fine. Spiritual harmony in the name of Jesus. Before this teaching is over, God will increase many people's ranks in the name of Jesus. Part of the reason is not even because of so much of what we have done, but because there is lack of hands. God is quickly promoting people. If not, what concerns you? You
you are too young in this business. But there is lack of genuine hands. In Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 16. And Simon answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Are you with me? If you are with me, say Amen. If you are with me, say Amen. I'm not hearing you. Say Amen. So, it means that there is a dedicated dimension of God that is given to preserving and securing the things that pertains to God. Means that from this scripture, we have learned already that God is not careless with what he does. So he has a system of preservation and protection around his work, around his people, and around his purposes, around anything that concerns him. Are you with me? So now, the power that a man has in the seasons of God's oppression is his capacity to enter into the revelations of God given to the securing of that preservation. So it will seem as if certain men have suddenly become powerful in the purposes of God in a given season. It is not because they are special. It is because they gave themselves to the alignment that releases the revelation it takes to secure the things of God. It means that paramount in God's heart is the securing of his things, is the securing of his agenda, is the securing of his church, is the securing of his purpose. So if the purpose of God is suffering in Nigeria, it means that a gatekeeper has not been dutiful to stay in his position and execute his business. If the purposes of God is suffering in your family, it means that a gatekeeper has not been dutiful. A watcher has not been dutiful. You know, many times, many of us have heard that scripture that said, watch and pray. And many of you think it is, many of you don't even know what it means. I mean, it should be pray and watch. Prayer is prayer, not watching. And all that. No. The language that is used there is a military language. Are you with me? If you are with me, say Amen. Amen. The only way you can understand that phrase, watch and pray, is if you bring yourself within a military setting, within a warfare setting, you will be able to understand that capacity to engage war is hinged on fundamentally on the ministry of the watchers. See, when an army engages without the functioning ministry of watchers, they will suffer many damage. They will suffer many damage because it is in the ministry of the watcher to isolate in the spirit where God is. Because just as the first man of God said, he said that it is not just about revelation, that the revelation of God is progressive. Are you with me? So God progresses. So the watcher is the one that isolates. Where is God now? It is when we find out where God is and understand what he's doing there, that the strength to join him in what he's doing will be released. See, the strength is not in us. The strength is finding out where God is. So, Jesus will come and say, I do nothing except what my Father is doing. As I see my Father do, that's what I'm doing. So that means he expended a lot of energy in locating where the Father is. One. And number two, what? What the Father is doing. Are you with me? It is in that place that a certain function was released in his ministry, and such was this, that whatever his Father is doing will now be manifest in his life. People will look at you, our life will become a testimony of a great manifestation of God's grace. Satan will be dealing with many things, but when he comes at our gate, he will fall. And sometimes we look and see, these people, they are young and they are not experienced. They don't. There are many names I've heard before. Where be this one? Where did they arrive from? What they didn't know is that men have been in the woods and they are learning the ways of God. Their sight is being trained so that they can pick the things happening in the realm of the spirit. As we are moving like this, just one shift, you will know
And the trainings of tracing God is beyond sight. It's about alignment. And you see, obedience is not obedience if it is not prompt. And for you to be prompt in obedience, your heart must have been trained. Your heart must have been trained. If a man's heart is not properly trained, he will not be able to respond to God per time. And every moment that is lost in the demand of our obedience, Satan is gained. Sometimes Satan knows that ultimately he will not win. So what he does is to make sure that he gains time on you. If he can gain time, if he can make you to waste your time, then he has gained. Because in the days that you wasted time, many people will die, many things will happen, many lands will be lost, grounds will be lost to him. The day you will know you have lost ground is when you try to do what you used to do before, you find out you can no more do it because you have lost ground to Satan. And there is a way Satan works. He doesn't just gain ground, he builds structure around the land, the territories that he has conquered, such that when you want to recover what you have lost, you find out that it takes more to recover than it took you to gain it in the first place. You probably fasted for 7 days and it came. When you lose ground to Satan, when you want, it might take 21 days. It might take an impartation for you to begin to function in something. If you lose it, are you with me? It might take you 6 months of seeking God and crying for mercy to get it back. So it is a proof that your watching ministry have gone down. It is a proof that you are not standing well at your gate. Every warrior has a place that he has to stand and make sure that the integrity of the territory is not bastardized. And that is what Satan is looking for. If all of us here, we awake to the call of God, Satan will be afraid. That's why he doesn't want some of us to preach and teach what we are doing. Because my message, what we talk about, is not just about, it's not just that there is accuracy, there is also energy, there is also a capacity to shift men to functional dimension. So as long as men hear this, they'll be shifted to function in it. Many of you, by the time this teaching is over, you will see yourself in coronation. Because you see, are you with me? A man, the proof that you are a gatekeeper is actually that there is a throne you are sitting on. Gate is a spiritual language and is also a warfare language. To sit at the gate is not to go to your gate in your house and sit. Gate is authority. It's a seat of authority. And thrones represent authority. That means that there is a place a man have to stand and delegate on behalf of God. And if the things that God intends to achieve will stay on course and be achieved on time, then men have to stay and fight to the inch of their life to preserve that which God is doing. And what Satan does fundamentally, the greatest fight of Satan is to deceive gatekeepers, is to take their ministry away from them, is to distract them, is to take away their focus. Because many a generation will suffer if one gatekeeper misses it. I'm telling you, why are we here as the human race? We are here as human race because a gatekeeper missed it. A generation will be lost. In fact, the proof that revival has matured is that there are many gatekeepers everywhere. Because the job of these gatekeepers in this time is to preserve, is to keep what God is doing. So what God has done in your family or is doing in your family has to be kept by the same means that it was procured. By what means did God secure what he's doing? That's the means by which he will preserve it. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. And he said, and Simon answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. See, these are the things that Satan can't stand. Are you with me? Oh, if you are with me, say amen. Amen. There are things that Satan can't stand around your life. So he comes to check the dimensions of the work that we did around us. The dimensions that are built with the revelation of Christ. Huh? He must find one. And once he finds the dimension that is, so he will continue to blow. To blow in that place, hoping that he will, from that angle, destroy you. So once you stumble on another revelation, in that place that you have stumbled on the revelation, Satan will lose again. Huh? Even if he get, even if Satan, all the demons in hell come and say, "Rah!" On that day, if you are fasting, don't fast, go and eat. Because you are secured by revelation. He said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, as long as this revelation is abounding, as long as men stay on the path of revelation, the gate of hell is not made. It's, the one speaking is giving you a principle of function in the spirit, that as long as men stay on the path of revelation, then the gate of hell will not prevail. He didn't say they will not try. They will try. But on the day they try, you are not even engaging them. They are falling. That means we have to labor to enter into the present revelational position of God so that we will be built by it. As I'm saying before, it means that the focus of anybody, maybe the church and the people, our focus has not been correct. If it is correct, if you are labored in the things that mattered, the proof is that Satan will not have prevailed. He wouldn't have prevailed. And I used to think before that revelation is a function of reading Bible and quoting many things. What I used to call revelation those days is, you know, there's a way you turn Bible. You can turn the scripture. Give me one scripture, let me turn it now. Which scripture am I going to turn? Which scripture am I going? There's a way we turn it. You used to turn scripture. I have heard you now. You used to turn scripture. I used to see you on Facebook. You turn it like this. And people say, "Kai, this thing deep." I say, "Now well, you want to enter. Now well." Something that is not functional is what you are calling revelation. Who approved that revelation? Where is the seal on the revelation? Every revelation has a seal. The seal is of the spirit. Because when Peter brought his own out, Jesus checked it. He checked the seal to see the authenticity. He said, "Flesh and blood." That means there are those that flesh and blood can manufacture. But men that have journeyed long enough, when you bring them, they check it in the spirit to see whether there is seal on it. They will now say, "Flesh and blood." That this one has the authenticity of the spirit, and it is a verified and certified chartered building material in the spirit. Any man that builds with it is secure. That whenever you appear, even if it is set, and you are sure that the gates of hell cannot. They cannot. All the authorities and powers that Satan can muster cannot. If there is an area, we need to find out the revelation. And sometimes the revelation comes by you pressing on the word, pressing in prayer. You take a scripture. I used to read the scriptures that said, "By his stripes I am healed." How many of you have read that scripture? You have quoted it. And as you are quoting it, you are getting more sick. Raise your hand now. Something is wrong. It means you have not hit the revelation. If the revelation hits you, you will not even say, "Wait." If you think about it, how many of you too, there are some scriptures that have, once you think about that scripture, you have not said anything. If you think about it, it will begin to work. But there are ones we are saying, you know, they work. We even say, "Karadadada, oh, by his stripes, I am healed." Something will be telling you, "Go and take drug." The way you are moving, look at you, you are dying. It's not your fault. The functional revelation have not hit you. And what it means is that you need to take that scripture, labor on it in fasting and prayer. When you labor on it, when it comes out, you will know you hold it.
Huh?
And sometimes, if you see massive the revelation, you are losing it. What you need to do is to find the spot in the spirit where you encounter the revelation. Stand there. When you stand there long enough, the witness will come back. And once the witness comes back, the function will be activated again. So sometimes Satan can actually try to steal revelation from you. He will try to steal it. But if you go back, you stay there. He said, if the gate of hell prevailed against the church, it means that gatekeepers have left their position or they are incompetent. I think it's about the boat, because gatekeepers have left their position and the men that are there are incompetent. Not incompetent because there is no activity that they are engaged in, but because they don't know the requisite building material that it takes for them to construct the things that God is doing. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. So the building material that it takes for a man to be built in the spirit such that he retains the capacity to stand the gates of hell is a specific dimension of spirit teachings, such that when it is released from the realm of the spirit, the utterance of men that have walked that path is that this cannot be by flesh and blood, that it is the spirit that what? Released it. Let me see the next verse. And I say unto you, what? Thou art Cephas, and upon this rock are we what? And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So why is the gate of hell prevailing against the church? It might mean, are you with me, Doc? It might mean that there is a revelation that is missing. It might mean that we built wrongly. It might mean that we are not built well. It might mean that the emphasis that we had was wrong. It might mean that we have to go back again and check the things that we are telling people to do, the things that we expend more of our energy on. What if, are you with me? What if the dimension of the revelation of God it takes to build men in this season is prayer? Are you with me? If you're with me, say amen. Amen. And then we are focusing on any other thing except prayer. Is it possible for us to arrive in the place in God where the gate of hell cannot stand us? So what people do is that they are looking for every other means to encounter and execute the purposes of God outside of the confines of the present revelational status of heaven. And the scripture is saying it is that revelation that have the capacity to stand the gates of hell. Remember, as we said, that the revelations of God is progressive. So when we enter into the plane in the spirit, it is as deep as the one that uttered it. That is why the scripture said that we have to come with meekness to the engrafted word that have the capacity to build us up. So when a man, if you enter into revelation and he begins to puff you up, then the buildings of God will be shut up to you. The revelation will end up in your head and will lack the capacity to build you into the stature that God intends. Because the stature that the revelation can build into your life is to the measure of a personality that is already captured in eternity. The scripture said in the book of Ephesians that we will come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. It is the fullness of the dimensions of Christ that have the capacity to withstand Satan on any level. So what it means is that the revelation has to progress in his functions in our life to the point that he has reached the apex, such that in that dimension we have mirrored Christ. If Jesus is around, he would have engaged this revelation to this extent. Are you with me? So it means that when we even when we stumble on the correct thing, we continue to engage. So people think that prayer is just to get something. They don't know that when you pray, you now pray again, because all of God's purposes, especially in this now, is captured in prayer. Not the prayer of self, but the prayer of God, the prayer of kingdom. That is where you find out that the greatest demand, when we begin to pray now, a spirit galvanizes our possibilities in prayer, because it needs to execute God's purposes first before hours come. Are you with me? So when you pray by a praying spirit, you will notice that the driver is a spirit. And remember, if the driver is a spirit, then the testimony of the scripture has to be fundamentally fulfilled according to the book of Romans chapter 8, I think verse 28. He said that the spirit maketh intercessions for us. Meanwhile, when you are making intercession by the spirit, you will even think you are the one making the intercession. But the spirit have galvanized the heart of a man. That is why when we come here, we must locate where the spirit is doing his business in the spirit. When we locate him, we join him in his work. That is why I always say that our meeting venue is not the same every week. Of course, you can be with us in this hall, but you are not in the meeting venue. It's only men that are poor in spiritual education that think physical presence amounts for spiritual presence. And even when you are in the spirit, there is also a location where we are. We are not everywhere in the spirit. We are somewhere. The scripture said that John was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and he heard a voice say unto him, what? The man is already in the spirit. He is conversant with the functions of the spirit realm. But the operations and functions of God on that day that he appeared in the spirit was domiciled in a particular place. So he has to be there. If he's not there, he will miss out on the particular thing that God is doing. So God will do things for people, and majority of the people will live with what God is doing. But that kind of man will just, you know, how will I explain it now? How many of you have seen, you know, part of the things I hate about smoking, no people that smoke cigarettes, if you stay around them, the problem is this, they are the ones smoking and I don't know if they are enjoying themselves. They are smoking and enjoying themselves, but you that is around them will be suffering their enjoyment. Have you noticed? You will be impacted by the smoke, yet you are not enjoying anything. The men that are enjoying, they have sticks in their hands. I speak in parables. The men that partook of the things that God is doing, they found a location in the spirit. That's why if we come here, we have not ascended and located where God is. Oh no, it's not about time. We continue looking for him. We continue looking for him. We continue looking for him. When we find him, we stay there. Tarry. When we tarry, the spirit begins to do his work. After some time, you will realize that we are being manipulated by energies and forces beyond humanity, beyond Satan. Anything that is factored into us in that realm, there is nothing in time and in hell that have the capacity to deconstruct it. Talk more, stand. When we come out from there, people will forget your faces. It is from there, if you come out there, then the scripture will be fulfilled on that day when the Bible said that never say you are a young man. Set your face as a flint. And when you appear, are you with me? Because there are spirit beings are intelligent. It is not so much of what we say with our mouth. When angels that function in the realm that you encountered and stayed within the spirit, when you come out here and you begin to execute the business of God, you will notice that certain angels will become active to your ministry, because they are coming there to bear witness to the realm and place that you did business with. And certain demons, we also know that you did business in certain realms, and they will respond consequently to the place that you encounter. That is why you cannot afford to stay in the same plane that you stayed yesterday. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because when you appear, certain things are supposed to respond to you more. It is not because you say respond to me. When I come, the things that respond to me is in the meeting. After some time, I notice that if I go to meetings, beyond the present place I'm ministering, that the territory will begin to respond to me. I didn't even know what it meant the first time. Just that I noticed that before I will minister, like when I came to Futo the first time, as I was in that guy's room, I was fighting. I said, which one is fighting like this? Is there a demon possessed? I was only thinking about the meeting.
after some time, if I'm going, God, if I enter the city, God will open my eyes and I will see the principal spirit ruling the city. I then realize, are you with me? That I've entered a place based on consistency in applying myself to the present revelation of God, which alone have the capacity to stand the gates of hell. I've applied myself consistently in that direction, and he has given me the capacity to grow to the point where the function surrounding that realm is manifest in my life. So when I got to that point, it means that territorial function responds to the same prayer I used to pray, but now when I pray it, territorial function responds to it. Not because I say, territorial, I speak to it, they will break your head. Because, are you with me? Oh, when you get there, you don't even need to say it, they will begin to respond without you saying it. And you have to be diligent in the schooling of the spirit in that dimension, in that season, to understand what it takes for you to take advantage of the realm that you have been brought into. If not, you will be like the fool. The scripture said that the labor of a fool does what? Now, the problem is not that the fool is not laboring. The fool labors, and he's laboring, and he's laboring. He's wondering why he's not getting resolved, whether the Bible is true, whether this thing is not true. He's laboring. He's laboring. He even went on 21 days fasting. Abai. And he's planning on another 40. You want to go to a mountain in Ghana? Or where is that place? Is he in a Kiti state? Say after me, a fool. I didn't hear you. A fool. I'm not the one that said, you know, some of us are holier than the Bible. It is Bible. And I found out that if you are not sincere, if you are not truthful and sincere to yourself, genuine, open your heart to God, there are many things he cannot do. He will just be waiting for you as if he doesn't know. When you finish running around, you come back to square one and he will tell you what he wanted to tell you many years ago. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is that you have been conquered by God. I speak from experience. So when a man enters that place in the spirit, many things will be released. You understand the functions. And that function that you understand will make for the fact that you are not laboring as a fool. Because the problem with laboring as a fool is that the scripture said further that his problem is that he knoweth not how to what? He knoweth not how to get to the city. There is a way to the city. Justice, which city? I used to think the city they are talking about is Lagos State. I used to think it's Enugu. I used to think it's Port Harcourt. There are ways to appear in spirit cities. In that place, we operate with names. We operate with skills. If you are a novice, they will know quickly. Those days we are in the university, there is a way we used to know Jambitos. What do we even call them those days? I've forgotten. Is it Jambai we call them? There is a way we know Jambitos. Any small thing, they are misbehaving. They don't know when to be quiet and when to show themselves. They are consumed with the fact that they have appeared in the university. Meanwhile, men that are too used to appearing in the university, they are calm. They are too carryovers, they are trying to settle. I saw one, he carry book. And by 6 in the evening, he is going for night class. He read many books and got E and C. That's when he found out that it's not about, there is relevant knowledge. There is such a thing as relevant knowledge. There are places your examiner will never set questions for. And when you begin to behave like that, it is a proof that you are a fool. You don't know how to level. You don't know how to level. Men that are experienced in those campuses, they know when to do which, and they know how to do it. They know how to apply that. Another way to know Jambitos is not only reading, it's also that when they appear, and
Probably because you know how to play football. Those days in Franco, Jesus. Those days in Franco. Sometimes we'll play football from morning to night. And they'll be hailing you. They'll be hailing you. We even won in Interseries. They gave us cup. We snap picture. Huh? Once you start behaving like that, they come to, what do they call that room? Common room. They see you there. They come to canteen. They see you there. They come to football field. They see you there. You are rotating everywhere. They will know you are Jambito. It's either that, those kind of people, is either they are Jambitos or people that have extra year. So you can only be in these two categories. Huh? Because if it is when we are, you see, 300 or 400 level, there is a microbiology course in UNN that they call food microbiology. In those days, I think it's 4 or 5 units. Huh? I read my book for 3 days without sleeping. Still, I was not able to finish everything. Is that the kind of exam you'll be? No. You start, as soon as you start reading, you finish reading it, summarize, keep it. Am I the only one that went to school like this? You summarize, keep. Then when exam is written, you add some, because there are some adjuncts, you add, summarize again. Then there is nothing like a day before exam. You must still be looking at your book. And then they will set one exam. It will be one easy from my book that they set this exam. Do I have witness here? When you see Jambitos in the spirit, you will know. You will know. You will know. They don't know how to address matters. And I can tell you, if you don't graduate the school of the spirit, I think the school of the spirit behaves close to UNN. A man will appear and tell you, I'm willing to keep you here for 10 years. Yes, they will keep you there. Because there is no need promoting you. The promotion is not to clap for you. The power is not in the certificate. The power is in what you learned, is in the education. Even though in Nigeria, they think the power is in the certificate. And that is why we have many problems. The power is not in certificate. The power is in the education. So if a man has not been able to pass the class in the spirit as a proof of spiritual education, he will be there. And it will be manifest. Some of these people, they don't know the kind of prayer to pray in different occasions. They don't know how to respond. Huh? I was talking with a mighty woman of God, and we're discussing. I told her that one of the fundamental problems of prophetic intercessors, I think I've said it here, is that they assume that revelation of what is happening is equal to wisdom. Huh? So one day they will sleep and see where Nigeria is. They are killing people in Nigeria. They will now write something in Facebook. I'm seeing people, they are killing people. Let us arise and fast and pray until Nigeria will accept Nigeria. That's, it is normal for them. What they don't know is a sin in the spirit to behave like that. It's a proof. It's a proof you are not well schooled and educated. Because when you stumble on those things in the spirit, the first part is not to do anything. Because to do anything is to presume you know what God wants to do. God will reveal a matter and conceal the meaning from you and wait for you to seek out. Because he is such a God that he will not give you something and allow you to use it without his help. That what man? There is something about the fall of man that factored something in our heart. That man is seeking to collect something from God and then start using it without God. So that they will now say, oh boy, na me be baba in this thing. No. Every day we come here to pray. Have you noticed? No matter how much you have prayed yesterday, today you have to beg him to come to help you. Initially, when you started, you didn't know this. I told him to lead prayer one day. He came and scattered everywhere. I told him to lead tomorrow. He arrived. And he arrived like Samson. You know how Samson arrived? He said, let me do it like I used to do it. And the scripture said, he wist not that the spirit had departed. Did he know that the difference was not because of him? The difference is the spirit. The difference is the anointing. The anointing of God is the difference. It doesn't just make the difference, it's actually the difference. So if the spirit doesn't come on Samson, forget it.
My time has finished.
I have a body now. You know, I used to think and say, God, you have people in Nigeria. Use them for what you want to do. Oh God, use people. Oh boy, people know they, oh. Except we here arise, oh. People know they. Even people that want God to use them, they think God can use people anywhere they are. Huh? They want to be anywhere they are and expect God to use them. No. Your house can, you can be a dirty person and like a dirty house. No, God is a holy God and he cannot live any place. Are you with me? So men have abandoned the path of sanctification and consecration. It has become an old news and old teaching to them. Huh? So, and they want God to use them mightily. They have abandoned the path of righteousness. If you tell them all they know about righteousness is just the nature. We understand that the righteousness of the believer springs from a nature, but it doesn't end in the nature. Huh? It have the capacity, except it's not from God. Anything that is from God will not stop working until it conquers everything. And if it is true that the nature entered you, it will not stop until it conquers you. The nature of righteousness that has not conquered your tongue, conquered your appetite, conquered your lust, you don't know what you receive. If it is by God, it will conquer you. Everything about the life of God is speaking about dominion. And until the story of dominion is spoken about, then it's not the life that is at work. The life will continue to work until he has dominated everything about us. And from us, it will dominate the territories. The scripture said that a child is born, but sons are given, and government rests on their shoulders. Where be the sons that God spoke about? He said the generation is coming. They will not break their ranks. Men will find their place in the spirit, and they will stand, and they will bear witness to a generation based on the grace that is at work in them. I don't know about you. I will stand. Can you pray in 2 minutes and tell God you can count on me? You can count on me in this generation. Stop. Minutes, just pray.
I'll stand for God in our life. Fight the enemy on faith, but to cry, leave the banner. Oh Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah.
Tell God he can count on you.
I will stand for God in Allah. Fight the enemy on faith, but to cry. Leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in Allah.
If you give me grace, I will stay.
I will stand
in our land by the enemy of faith. I will stand for God in our land.
God is conscripting men, warriors, watchers,
and gatekeepers with the attendant anointing and grace,
schoolings and educations in the spirit. Count me in.
By the enemy, I'm faced. To cry, leave the banner of Christ, bringing glory to our King. I will stand for God in honor. I will stand for God in honor. That you cry, be the banner.
I call it for Sally, Frater Becambre, Sariat, Aperecampe, Urambe Takaila, Urambe.
Oh, speak from your heavens and the eyes we have. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth we have.
There is a function that controls the activities of the earth from the heavens. There is a function that controls it. There is a structure that controls it. It is the structure of the altar, the infrastructure that God has ordained to control the affairs that takes place in the universe of man. And God will grant your altar voice and authority now. Can you pray in the next 2 minutes?
Oh, speak from your heaven and the earth. Oh, speak from your heaven and the earth. Oh, speak from your heaven and the earth. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth we hear. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth.
Harry, go and help him. He's not getting it.
Sit down, pray to Capran to the Parata. Come, pray to the Capania.
Somebody pray for 1 more minute. Pray. Shona panta.
Abrakopata baria sande brekopada mantel. Shate bariante riato kapanta la. Abrakopata barata kataskade. Manta brata patakate. Abrakopa manta krapata parate. Shapatante kaparianta. Mampe toko brata pataka bratate. Ia pataka 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 patodata. Ampatoko branta patoko rianta. Manta brata pataka panante dakia. Sate manta kaprata pataka patato.
Over our
your family speak.
Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth. Yeah. Oh, speak from your heavens and the earth. My altar is falling. Oh God, my secret place, Jesus. Altar is calling you. Oh God.
Hey, yeah.
Where you are,